So this is the appeal of 54 Heather Circle, Unit 2. What we'll do is go around the table, introduce ourselves for the record. Once everyone's introduced, then you can tell us what you think the value is and why. You'll have 15 minutes to convince the board what you think it is. There may be some discussion during that 15 minutes, some questions that the board may have of you over your property. Once the 15 minutes is up, the board will deliberate and come up with a decision. The decision could go up, stay the same, or go down. Then the Town of Colchester will send you by certified mail the result of grievance notice, which will be the Board of Listeners' decision on what the value should be. So it'll be what it was on the grand list, and then the change, if there is a change, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, so let's go around the room.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Morris.
I'm Maddie Pontecorvo.
Okay, you have the floor, Maddie.
Thanks. I know that you just said I'm supposed to come up with an exact amount. I don't have an exact amount because my main reason for being here, and I spoke with Andrew last night about this, is that I live on a circle as part of an association, and our association is 50 units. We have a variety of townhouses, duplexes, and homes. And what I'm most focused on is our Heather Circle townhouses or duplex style houses and making sure that there's some sort of consistency. When I've reviewed the information on the website, the prices of the Heather Circle homes were not consistent. But if you look at us prior to the previous appraisal values, we were all pretty consistent. It was like right around 168.5 was what we all kind of were. And so I totally realize that there are differing styles of homes, but for the most part, our square footage is all the same. There's one house that had an extended basement bump out. That one I'm not looking at. That was a completely, they really redid their kitchen and basement. And then there's one that has an enclosed porch. But other than that, we all have two bedrooms, bath and a half, a deck. Some of us have canopies over our front doors or not. But anyways, so what I would love to just bring to the attention of listers is that there's some discrepancy around all the different listings. And I understand that there's differences can be made between the quality of the kitchen, bath fixtures, what have you. It all appears that they were all listed as average from what I could see. And that makes sense. The majority of us have updated our kitchens since 1984, but most of us have not updated our kitchens in the last 20 years. Like mine has not been updated in over 20 years. So my kitchen is older than 2006, because when I bought the house in 2007, the kitchen had been updated a few years prior. So that's how I arrive at my, and knowing I have not updated the kitchen myself. And when I look at my, I share a driveway with 60 Heather Circle Unit 1, that appraisal value came in at $225.84, and she and I are very close. We feed each other's cats, so I know what the interior of her house looks like, and I know what the interior of my house looks like, and the $96,000 difference doesn't seem quite right. And so I wanted to understand that a little bit. But then my other, if I then draw to someone whose house I think is, because I think 220 might be a little bit low for this, our house. So I wonder, there's another unit, 48 Heather Circle Unit 2. Her reappraisal value is $300,200. And she and I, actually, she's one of my very good friends. Our kitchens were updated by there was two single women who lived in my house and in her house in the early 2000s, and they updated their kitchens together. So we have matching countertops, matching cabinets, we had matching flooring. We both have since put in laminate, but I really am very familiar. Her deck is the same size as my deck. We say have the same number of bathrooms. We have the same side of finished versus unfinished, and hers came in at $300,000, and she has a canopy over her her front door. I have a canopy over my front door. So I wondered why there's a difference between hers and mine. So if I was to...
That was 48.
48, number two. So if I was to, at least at the minimum, I would think that mine would go down to $300,200. So that was, that was my biggest. That was my two things. So Sarah's at 60, Heather Circle Unit 1 at 220, and 48-2 at 300,000. And so I have a pretty average house. It's a wonderful house. I love my house. So I think the other thing I wanted to draw attention to the board is when I spoke with the company, I don't remember.
Vision,
thank you very much. I noticed on our paperwork they listed us all as condos. We're not condos, we're townhouses. And I don't know if that matters for the list. I know it matters for when you sell your house because we're a PUD. And a PUD versus a condo association is different when you go to get your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
I completely understand that. It may have nothing to do with the list, but I just wanted to make sure that was understood. As a board member of the association, I am very familiar with the differences, so I just wanted to make sure that, because when I spoke with Vision, they had no clue what I was talking about. So I assume you all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, okay. We do.
And so I was hoping that is something that you all were taking into consideration, because the house itself, I'm responsible for the roof, the outside, the inside. I obviously don't own, I own the land that my house physically sits on, but the minute you go 1 inch outside my foundation, I own nothing. We have what part of our bylaws allow for limited common area, but that's, I can't decide to build my house out 3 feet that way. And I spoke with Andrew and he clarified my finished versus unfinished question. What questions do you have for me?
Well, I can explain the 60s Heather Circle.
Oh, thank you.
That's actually part of Champlain Housing Trust,
yeah.
Shared equity housing, yeah. And so by state statute, we have to assess it at 60 to 70% of market value.
Thank you.
That's why.
That makes sense.
So that's just state statute for that particular property.
Okay.
And that has to do with when your neighbor goes to sell.
Yeah, she'll make it, yeah. No, that made sense, and that's kind of where I assumed, but it seemed very like, and her house actually has been updated. Her kitchen is newer than mine, so that was the other thing.
And then 48 Heather Circle, it looks like we have them as electric heat. We have you as a gas space heater.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's correct or not, if
it
they
is.
Do have
yep,
electric
she uses
heat.
A heat pump by
but
electric.
That's the difference.
Okay.
Electric heat is less valuable than
she
actual
uses,
central
she,
air.
She uses a heat pump.
She has a heat pump.
Yep, we have the heat
she
pump.
She doesn't use the baseboard. The rooms, majority of them have the baseboards taken out.
So oh, they're taken out, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we have the electric baseboard as a primary and then the heat pump as a secondary.
Oh, no, our primary is heat.
Yeah. So that's why.
So having the gas is an additional 14.
It's an additional value, yeah. It's considered a better,
okay.
Better value.
I am very much... is even on the record. I'm a socialist in terms of, like, I believe in taxes. I believe in our property taxes and wholeheartedly support what we do for education. My daughter's in high school. I understand, so if you were to come back and say mine is $314,000, then I would make it work. But it's a lot of money, and I just want to be fair that my Heather Circle neighbors are all being treated the same. And that is my goal here. And I believe in what Colchester does. Lived here for a long time, and I appreciate it. So.
Yeah, our goal is to have consistency as well.
Yeah,
and to treat everybody fairly as well.
And I looked at all the different. I did print out, but 46 Heather Circle is coming in at 306, and then literally 48 Heather Circle, which is they share a driveway. He's coming in at 314. They both have the same style house.
Yeah.
And so I know that that's just thousands of dollars. I'm not even talking about 20,000. So I realize this is probably in the larger scheme of things not many dollars, but it could be.
No, I understand. And the only way to really tell is if you actually look at every little component of the house. Maybe they've got more carpet and the other ones got hardwood floors or laminate floors or you know, maybe the heat type is a little different, or maybe the actual finish in the basement is smaller or larger. I don't know without actually going line by line, but that's what you have to do to get those differences.
And so when I'm making, so we've gotten a lot of questions from our homeowners about what should they do, and I send them your way. I have nothing to do with this. So I send them all your way, and I've encouraged some, there's some rumors going around that if you did not invite the assessor into your house, that they can't appeal. And I said, no, that's not at all correct. You have the right to appeal. Read the letter. It's very clear. So I just want to say that too, as I'm trying to suggest that everyone appeal. The only thing is that I think when I went on the website to look for appointments, it ended today.